sounds good. Forgive, I'm not sure I could.
Crack the whip, Timmy.
They say
crack. I don't want to step on your toes, Mike.
Well, no. I'm sitting in the passenger seat. You're the guy cracking the whip on the four horses riding the wagon.
Okay. First of all, we had a caller, Chris from Tennessee, and I asked for him to hold on. Chris, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, Chris. You got some info for me, I hope.
Yes, I do. Mr. Wingate and Mr. Herzog, always enjoy listening to you. Michael, you always have a great show and always have interesting topics, so I wanted to let you know that.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that.
No problem.
Even when I'm blind, huh, Chris?
You are?
I say even when I'm blind and don't have the internet, right?
Yes, that's right, because you've got a good person riding shotgun with you.
I do.
But what I wanted to let Mr. Wingate know is that the presidential forum in New Hampshire is supposed to be slated for January 8th.
Oh, is that Sunday?
I believe so.
Okay.
And the problem is, what I've been finding out is that they're not letting either Ron Paul or Duncan Hunter in. So what I've been telling everybody to do, and all of my friends who are Ron Paul supporters, is write Fox, even write the New Hampshire, but also write their sponsors.
Absolutely.
Flood their sponsor, because that'll hurt them more than us just writing Fox in itself.
Right, yes. That's a good point, Chris. And, you know, this is way back when the debates first started. I had all of the email addresses, but it's very easy to go into foxnews.com.
Yeah.
And you can find their email addresses. And that's a great point, Chris, is to make mention that you demand as a Republican that you want Rod and Paul included in this presidential forum. And also, if you find that they do not, that you're going to notify all of their sponsors and you watch their programs diligently and you know who their sponsors are, and you will be personally writing to them.
Oh, exactly.
Yes, you're right, Chris. That will get their attention.
Exactly, because I've already written Toyota, PepsiCo, and all their other sponsors. So that's what people really need to start concentrating on, is hitting their sponsors. And they've got to be nice about it, be very professional,
mm-hmm.
be cordial with them, and kind of, you know, you got to play a little bit of politics with them. You got to let them know, hey, look, like you said, I'm a Republican, but I think this is unfair. What happened to your fair and balanced? And then with the sponsors, let them know it's looking like they're party to it, and you kind of add a little caveat. And I know you guys are better than that.
Well, the truth of the matter is, as you know, they most likely are party to it.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, if you add in there that you are going to contact their sponsors and mention that, you know, that goes a long way as well. And we got it done before. We can do it again. All it takes is a little bit of effort. It's simply going on the computer, getting their email addresses, and firing off an email. It's no big deal. We all do it all the time. Well, except
mm-hmm.
me. I don't have the internet right now. The red light's still on. No, everybody else does.
Well, you know, that's just how, and I also wanted to let you know that what you're talking about with the Lakota Indians, I've been following this for a while. This is going to put a major crimp in the New World Order stronghold. Big
sure time. Is.
This is going to be a major crimp for them. I've been looking for this. My grandfather's part Navajo, and they were already talking about that a while back, even when I was a kid. So this is going to put a major crimp in these guys' game. They did not expect this. No one did.
Well, you know, what I find fascinating, and I keep alluding back to this, but what I find so fascinating about this is that these people never surrendered.
Nope.
We were always under the illusion that they surrendered and everything, you know, they decided to go on the reservations or whatever, you know, but they never surrendered.
Mm-mm.
They have never given up. They've been fighting this fight for over 150 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still fighting. You know, and I mean, I can't tell you how excited. I don't know whether you can tell in my voice, but I'm about ready to come out of my chair. I'm so excited. I can't wait to interview this man.
I can't wait till Friday. That's for sure. This is great. We got a break coming up, everybody. We will be back in 3 minutes. So stick with us here, Michael Herzog, Tim Wingate, here on the American Awakening, hoping to wake you up.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Everybody, we're back. Tim Wingate here with Michael Herzog on his show, The American Awakening. We're kind of double teaming it here today. Make sure that Michael's phone doesn't drop off. And so I'm sitting here kind of holding down the fort with internet access, which, by the way, we still have Chris on the line. And Chris, just wanted to know if there was anything else you wanted to add to what you previously brought up. Still with us, Chris? Oh, he's gone. He's gone. I see that now.
Okay,
thanks.
Well, look, you know, the phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in with any questions or comments or any news that you might have that I don't know anything about, because all I can access is the Arizona Republic. But
there you go. Now, Mike, I wanted to throw something out to you. Now, where are you or how do you feel about Christopher Story's reporting?
Well, I had Don Nikoloff on for a couple months talking about a weekly report, which Christopher Story was talking about, Leo Wanta. And
right.
Me being a certified in private investigation, I went down the rabbit hole on Leo Wanta pretty in depth, and I also have access to a couple of things that the mainstream public does not have. And it is my opinion, based upon my professional degree in private investigation and also finance, that Leo Wanta is for real. The documents that he has put forth.
So you would agree with Story's stuff. Well, here's something I wanted to bring up to you, and we can deal with this. I just want to let you know we do have two callers on hold, and we'll get to them. But I wanted to bring this up to you at the top of the hour here. According to Christopher Story, on or around Friday 28th, December 2007, Henry Paulson Jr., the Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, was shot at close range in the chest. Now, I haven't heard anything about that on regular news.
Well, you wouldn't. However, and here's the way I view this whole thing with the reporting on Christopher, or on Leo Wanta, and all the events and sub-events and, you know, the soap opera that surrounds that, is that the problem with it, and I know Leo Wanta exists, I know that the documents, the court documents are real, I know the memos are real, I know some of the things that he is alluding to are real because I've seen them personally. The problem is that it could be, part of it could be exaggeration, and part of it is just, you know, opinion, I don't know. I know that the man has obviously been wronged at some point in time. This thing about, you know, repatriating $4.5 trillion back to the American people, you know, based upon experience, based upon political knowledge that I have going back, you know, prior to the Reagan administration, even if he got the money, I don't think it's going to get repatriated to the, quote, American people.
Right,
and,
right.
So, you know, in that regard, plus the fact that it's none of it is actually, it's all conjecture, it's not really provable. There are certain things about it that are provable.
Well, but, you know, that's the Wanta stuff. The thing I was bringing out is that if the Secretary of Treasury has been shot, and supposedly a close aide,
but this
to
is,
Cheney's been
you,
shot,
is,
and there's a hit list.
Yes, but Tim, you have to understand that Paulson is up to his eyeballs in this Leo Wanta deal. This would be
gotcha.
The reason why he was shot.
Right.
So Paulson was arrested supposedly in Germany as well. I believe it was Germany. So, you know, if indeed it's true that Paulson was shot, and I wouldn't rule it out, by the way.
Yeah.
But if indeed it's true that he was shot, then yes, it is over this whole banking debacle. You know, this thing that this
well,
whole
there may
story,
be a, there may even be a Russian connection here.
Well, that's true. But let me finish.
Oh, okay.
This whole story, this whole Leo Wanta story that's been going on for a year and a half, 2 years now, has been running a complete and total parallel, if you will, with Bob Chapman's reporting on the state of the economy and the banks and the hedge funds and the derivatives and the shystering that's going on behind the scenes. And the fact of the matter is that, yes, there is all kinds of games being played. So, you know, there are certain elements about the Leo Wanta story behind the scenes that, yes, I can document and I can prove. All right. But is it all true? That I don't know. I do know that it is a curious coincidence that there are two parallel stories running, and there are on either side of the story, whichever one you choose to believe, or a little bit of both, that there are devious crooks involved, very nefarious people involved in both sides. So, you know, you can't rule any of it out.
Well, I tell you, you know, based on taking a look at this website at 4winds10.com, he's got a thing on here saying that apparently Putin retaliated. There was some kind of a veiled threat or threat made against Putin. Putin responded somehow by Allah the Godfather leaving a severed horse's head on Bush's bed on Christmas or Christmas Eve or something around that time.
Well, now, again,
you know, I mean, this gets to the point where it's like, no, wait a minute. How is this stuff so totally kept out of national news? This is if this is true.
Well,
If this kind of information is true, and the national media is able to completely squelch the story, we really do live in a matrix.
Look at the tentacles. Look at the tentacles of the people that are in control of the media. And this is,
well, I understand
this is part
that.
Of, yeah, this is part of the problem. This is why you cannot. And you know, again, yeah, I just look at it on a preponderance of the evidence based upon my investigative, you know, talent and knowledge. Is you cannot rule it out. The preponderance of the evidence that I have looked at over the course of almost 2 years, and by the way, this came up, I interviewed Greg Zizmansky on my show KFNX in Phoenix, I don't know, back in July of 2006 over this. And the fact of the matter is that these you know, so-called events, just like you're saying with Paulson being shot, you cannot rule that out because there are certain events that they make sure do not hit the headlines.
Yeah.
At the point of if somebody did try to do it, they would shoot him.
Well, see, this is if this is true, and we are that controlled as far as news and information, this is why the Lakota Nation, doing what they're doing, is throwing a monkey wrench in, because this is something that can't be controlled. And this is why a certain amount of anarchy is wonderful for a nation that supposedly exists on all kinds of rules and regulations, because it's freedom. It's freedom from rules and control.
Well, yeah,
and
I mean, the Lakota Nation, and I know we got a couple of callers. We need to go to them. But the Lakota Nation is basically saying, you know what, we've had enough of your rules. We don't want to live by your laws. Screw you. You violated every treaty that we've entered into with you. We're done. Goodbye. Okay? We'll negotiate with you if you want to own up to the fact that you've signed these treaties and you want to treat us the way you should have treated us to begin with when you did enter into the treaties. And if not, sorry, we're not going to deal with you. And that's their position, pretty much. That's the way I understand it. Anyway, let's take a couple of calls, all right?
Yeah, we have Rita calling from Colorado. Hi, Rita. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, well, you you just brought up that that Christopher Story thing, which was the main reason I called, because that's the number one story on your website now. So, I've kind of got a skeptical take about that thing.
About Leo Wanta?
Well, no, I mean about, well, remember the other story? I mean, it was that Paulson was in jail.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, but it was only that one source, right? And we never could confirm that again. So
that's true. And this is, again, Rita, this is why I said, you know, a lot of this, and this is the reason I decided to quit having Don Nikoloff report on it, is because you can't confirm any of it. You can't deny it, but you can't confirm it.
Some people go down that rabbit hole, and it's like they come to another level where they get stuck down there, you know? That's the thing. What I figured out myself, you know, when I kind of did some of this stuff, and you really don't want to become part of your own story because, you know, then you get personally involved with it. And, I mean,
it gets a little scary.
Huh?
It can get a little scary.
Rita, where have you been? I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Oh, me? Oh,
yes.
Well, I had something else I was trying to do. I was trying to, I'm trying to kill the sodomite machine in Trinidad, Colorado, which is right on the border of New Mexico. It's where, the president of the AMA and the guy that the Jew doctor that made the most sex changes in the world are from. But it's like a They have their whole kind of cult, you know, which is totally anti-Christian.
A sodomite machine.
Huh?
What's a sodomite machine do?
Well, there are people that Christians say should make children together, you know, and I don't want to get into all of that, but you know what I mean.
All right. Well, anything else you got for us?
Oh, well, about Benazir Bhutto. I mean, did anybody ever see, pictures of the body? I just kind of wonder, you know, is she going back to MI6 with her son or what?
Tim?
I don't know. I've never seen any pictures of her.
I mean, it looked really,
body.
I mean, it
and
looked
there was
like
not an
somebody
autopsy
just dumped,
done, but...
It looked like somebody just dumped a bucket of blood on the seat, you know? That's all...
Well, you know, I'm not going to go so far as to doubt whether or not she was actually killed. I can see why the Bush administration would actually help Musharraf. There's all kinds of accusations about the police being removed just before the hit occurred, and there's going to be all kinds of conspiracy and talking and accusations, and just like with the stuff with Christopher Story, how do you get third party? Confirmation on this stuff.
Yeah, well, I think what we've got to see in the story, you know, is maybe if somebody's following the rabbit hole too far, you know, they're going to, then their leader, you know, whoever their source is going to start feeding them garbage, you know, and we're supposed to notice that sometimes.
The old thing is that you follow the money and you never look at the initial action. You look to what the action and the reaction actually produces.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of times these things are going. Thanks, Rita, for calling.
All right.
Nice talking to you, Rita.
We've got George from Florida. George. All right.
How you doing?
Good.
You know, the thing is, I'm just hearing all what you're talking about. I was listening to Michael Ribeiro yesterday. He's on another network.
Right.
But it comes very clear. And Lakota's got it right. We have voted. I could tell.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a break coming up. Can you hang on?
Yeah.
Thanks. We'll be back, folks, in about 3 minutes here. Stick with us here on Republic Broadcasting Network, The American Awakening with Michael Herzog and Tim Wingate riding shotgun. We'll be back. Hope you are, too.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Okay, America, we're back. Michael Herzog, Tim Wingate here on The American Awakening. Double teaming today, and we have George from Florida who was starting to give us some more information here. Go ahead, George. George? Did we lose George? Guess not.
George, are you still with us? Oh, that's too bad. He was in Men's Sentence, too. He was... Okay, George, I'll tell you what. Give us a call back, and we'll put you up first. Have we got any other callers on the line, Tim?
No, not that I see here on my screen.
Okay, well, anyway, the lines are open, 800-313-9443. Give us a call with a question or comment. And George, if you want to call back, we'll take your call. We'll put you in the top of the list, okay?
Oh, he's back? Okay, great. Oh. Hey, George. You there?
Yeah, I had an incoming call from my wife.
Oh, okay.
I had to take it. But anyway...
Well, you and Rudy Giuliani, huh?
Well, I have one wife for 10 years.
There you
not
go.
Five wives, not 10 wives in 1 year. So, but anyway... but anyway, you know, the thing is, it kind of made a point yesterday, Mike Rivero. He talked about, with these elections, like with Iowa's tomorrow, and you got New Hampshire a couple days away... And, you know, the thing that has to be done, and I think it's going to happen, is when you got these fraudulent elections, these these vote fraud, these machines. I mean, Iowa was having the vote tallying being outsourced to an Israeli company that's linked to Israeli defense. And the thing is, the kind of revolt that's going to need that, we're not going to file our taxes. We're not going to pay taxes to a government that cannot be even be honest and run fair elections. Because why should we pay? And I think the revolt should be, why should we pay taxes to an illegitimate government that cheats in elections? I think it's going to be coming down to that.
Well, I think that's a good part of it. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that haven't been paying for a long time, George.
Yeah. I mean, but that's like business owners or whatever.
Well, yeah, I know. But, I mean, you know, looking at, in my experience, and I can only speak for myself, you know, I see these atrocities going on and the defense contractors and no-bid contracts going out to build these nuclear weapons or bunker busters to kill innocent people and, you know, over a million Iraqis that are dead or displaced. Well, there's 4 million, I believe, that are displaced now, but there's over a million of them that are dead, not inclusive of the 73,000 United States veterans that have died since Gulf War I. And the fact of the matter is that the American tax dollars is what's supplying this. The dollars that are, at least part of the dollars, are being used for that. And I don't see the American people, at least up to this point, putting their foot down, drawing a line in the sand, saying, enough of this, I am not going to allow this to happen. And just what I mentioned, George, is the tip of the iceberg as far as the atrocities that the tax dollars are being used for crying out loud. Let's face it, the bottom line is the tax dollars themselves are not doing anything besides paying interest on an insurmountable national debt. Not one nickel of a tax dollar goes to fund anything in the federal government. But it's just the system.
You mean the income tax, Mike?
What's that?
You mean on the income tax?
On the income tax. Well, that's what he's talking about.
Right.
Right. Yeah. It's just a system concocted by way of which they're able to just, you know, go to the Federal Reserve and grab as much money as they need, and they use the labor of the American people. They have pledged us as chattel for them. And that's the way that this clever system has been set up. The American people, you know, they at least up to this point have been so apathetic about it. They say, well, I don't really want to know. You know, it's the law. You got to pay it, blah, 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 blah. And I've had this fight. This has been gone long before I ever got on the air. I mean, this goes back to 1995, George. So, you know, you could be right, and I hope you are, you know. But I haven't seen much of an awakening in that particular arena up to this point.
Because I have a feeling the Ron Paul people are watching those elections like a hawk. And the thing is, I've been making phone calls in Iowa to voters this afternoon,
mm-hmm.
tell them to go caucus for Ron Paul, and I just think all the Ron Paul volunteers need to be calling Iowa. And the next day, New Hampshire. Because I just think turnout is going to combat voter fraud.
Well, it's not only that, but it's transparency. It's exposing what goes on. If not enough people know, if people aren't involved, if they're not speaking out and arguing with the powers that be, and letting them know that they will be held accountable for what happens, either in the voting booth or economically, they'll just keep doing what they want to do. There's always a matter of force involved. And it doesn't have to be violent force. Force is not necessarily violent, but it's pressure. And pressure has to be applied to the decision makers. You know, make sure that we have open voting and that the votes are counted correctly. Make sure that Ron Paul and even Duncan Hunter, anybody who's a Republican candidate, should be allowed in the debates. You know, Alan Keyes is, I don't know if he's dropped out or not. He's still there. You see him on occasionally listed as a Republican contender, although he's way, way down. I don't understand this business of why these so-called, you know, people that make these decisions, these news agencies, should be telling us who's going to be a viable candidate and who's not. So it's openness, and I agree with you, George. Folks, if you're Ron Paul, folks, you know, supporter, you need to be on the phone either to Iowa helping with the information, or you need to be calling Fox News. This is just astounding that these...
Everything they can do to ignore him. Well, thanks for the call, George. I appreciate the input and the information.
All right,
we'll be back
you.
In three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Riding shotgun is Tim Wingate, and I'm in the passenger seat. He's holding the reins, but we're still on the cover wagon heading forward, getting somewhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Tim Wingate, Michael Herzog, on Michael's program, The American Awakening. Hey, Mike, has that internet red light turned green yet?
No, I'm still sitting at the light, chomping at the bit, going into epileptic seizures, waiting to look at news, get numbers, do all kinds of things that I cannot do and have not been able to do for a week. And, you know, it makes you realize when that happens, Tim, that, you know, it makes you realize what you know, how much of your life you actually dedicate to one thing or another. And, you know, it is literally like being in the dark. It's like being blind because you have no access. Once you have access to a particular thing that you rely on to get your source of news by virtue of several different websites and newspapers around the world, and that's wiped away from you, and all you have is this propagandic caca that they sell for 50 cents a copy that is about nothingness.
Yeah.
You know, it literally is. It's nauseating to sit here and try to thumb through and read this. Now, I'm not saying that it's all lies, but I'm saying that the the minutia that is thrown in there and the lightweight reporting that's done is just, you know, I don't know how they stay in business, but I guess it's because it's a gauge of how many dumbed down mind numb Americans there are.
Well, that's true. You know, quite frankly, people are sheeple, and it's only when they are put under a certain amount of discomfort and distress, like they are with the economy being the way it is, that they start to wake up and realize that something's wrong, we need to do something about it. And even then, a few of them will actually make the noise to make a change. And really, the funny thing is, being an activist, as I have been for the last 20, 25 years, you realize that it doesn't take a whole lot of noise to get an authority or a ruling power or the powers that be, if you prefer it that way, to recognize and to accommodate you, because their interest lies in keeping everything status quo, you know, keeping it on an even keel. And as soon as you start to raise issues and demand answers, they move to make a change to quiet you down, or in many cases what we see happening is they co-opt your message, and they'll adopt it, and then they'll change it, and they'll water it down, and now all of a sudden your message isn't as important because they're addressing it. There's all kinds of games that go along with
sure,
this.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean,
I was just going to bring this out, Mike, is the secession movements around the world have always had an impact. Now, they haven't always been successful, obviously, but they do make an impact. And one of the latest ones was in Scotland. It's been going on there. Scotland has been threatening. There's a whole party. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, the guy who's head of Scotland right now, at least in their politics, is a strong secessionist. And they've been getting all kinds of concessions from Great Britain to try and keep the Scotland proper in with Great Britain. It wouldn't be great anymore without Scotland.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. No, I had the pleasure of having a very, very lengthy conversation with actually Lindsay's father, who was kind enough to, ran my motorcycle over here for me, followed me over here. And, he was on the subject of Scotland and the background and Robert the Bruce and the whole thing. And it's absolutely fascinating to speak to somebody whose roots, you know, it's the Scottish roots, like the Indian roots, you know, they go back for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
Aye, they do.
And it's passed down from generation to generation about what happened and so forth. And you start listening to these people from their own, you know, passed down from generation through their families and so forth. And you start listening to, you know, the stories about what happened as opposed to what we're being told happens. And it just, I don't know about you, but it just mesmerizes me. And this is why, you know, I got into this book with Russell, and just his entire life has just mesmerized me as far as what this man's stand he has taken. You know, and you're talking about the secession with Scotland. And I want to clarify, the Indian nation of the Lakota, they are not seceding from the Union. They were never in the Union.
That's okay? Right.
Right. But as far as Scotland, now, I don't know a lot about that. I don't know about, you know, but it doesn't surprise me that they would be threatening to do so, because Scotland, the Scottish people hate the English people. They have for hundreds of years. There's no love lost on either side. And so the fact that, you know, the Scottish people are talking about secession from the Union does not surprise me, although I didn't touch on that subject with Patrick yesterday. That's news to me. I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, there's a strong movement, and has been for some time. You know, they've gained control over their own money once again. They have their own parliament once again. And there's strong sympathy to do that. And one of the things is why Britain was so anxious to maintain their interest in them is because if that's the case, then the nation of Scotland would have sovereignty over some of those oil fields there in the North Sea.
Mm-hmm. Which is exactly the reason why I'm sure that Great Britain is going to such great lengths to keep them from seceding.
Right. So you just as a recent example, when you do have secession movement. So I'm not. It'll be interesting to see what does happen as this works its way out here through 2008 with the Lakota Nation, and what Trigger Happy George is going to be interested in doing. It could be Bush's last stand.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you speak about pressure, Tim, and this is what fascinates me and why it's going to be such an exciting year, is because the Lakota Nation, and maybe, you know, right now as we speak, Russell Means is up in the, I believe it's the Cheyenne Nation, up in the Dakotas. The Cheyenne are expressing interest in doing the same thing, declaring their independence. And so as things progress, it should be interesting to see, and I'll touch on this with Russell Friday, should be interesting to see how many of these tribes, if you will, or these different nations, they're not tribes, fall in line with this idea. But another question I'm going to raise to him, you know, we've noticed this over the last 20 years, we have a lot of these Indian casinos that are popping up. We've got them here in Arizona and so forth. My question is whether they have been bought off and they are, you know, kicking back a portion of their proceeds or profits to the United States government for some reason, because I'm curious as to how that would enter into this equation.
Good. Well, that'll be a good question. Definitely.
Yes, let me write that down. No.
Make sure you
no,
do.
No, actually, you know what? In all honesty, I started this. I went through this 570-page book or whatever, and I have got, in all honesty, so many subjects, topic. There is no way that I would be able to touch on even a tenth or even a 20th of what I have in subject matter. I could put this man on my show every week for the next year with what I read in this book and cover each topic, you know, and explore it in detail. And I could make him a co-host every Friday or every Wednesday or whatever. Not that he'd want to do that, I don't know. But the bottom line is this, that we'll touch a tidbit, but I think that the listening audience is going to be absolutely fascinated by what this man has to say. And I'm going to preempt it with the autobiography Thursday on who this man is, so you'll know who you're listening to. Because this man has a track record. He walks the walk, talks the talk. As I said, he's been shot at, he's been stabbed, he's been tried on many, many different occasions. You know, and I'll bring up one other quick thing.
Yeah.
There was occasion, one of many, 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 many occasions where Russell was in a courtroom. And I don't even remember now who it was that was on trial or whatever, but the courtroom got out of hand for some reason. And, of course, you know, he's always got his close friend, Dennis Banks, and a number of other people are always in there. And, of course, you know, the SWAT teams are always there because the establishment themselves are scared to death of the American Indian movement. They are frightened to death. And the reason that they are is because, like that man who, you know, the guy that tells the truth that keeps on coming, okay, the fact of the matter is that these people didn't surrender anything. This is, as far as they're concerned, their land, and it's been stolen from them.
Yeah.
So
We got Don from Oregon. Do you hear me?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
Excuse me. Don? Hi, Don.
I can barely hear Michael.
Let me finish my point, okay? Hello?
I can barely hear Michael. Hello?
Yeah, I think we're having some technical difficulties here because I wasn't getting anything on the screen and I heard the voice. I wanted to let you know, Michael, that we have Don from Oregon on hold.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's let Don hold for just a minute. We'll bring him up. I wanted to finish my story. There was, in one of the many, many, many trials that went on with the Indians that have been falsely accused and so forth, there was some obstruction in the courtroom, and a SWAT team descended on the Indians and started beating people. And when the first SWAT member got up to Russell Means, do you know what this man did? You know those little, you know those plexiglass masks that the SWAT team members have that they put over their face, right?
Right.
And they have their billy clubs and so forth. Well, Russell Means just took his great big basketball hand and just shoved the plexiglass mask right into the guy's face and knocked him down. This guy is no nonsense. We're talking about a SWAT team member here. These people shoot back. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Put Don on.
Hey, Don, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Michael, can you hear Don?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I wanted to kind of point a former caller, George from Florida, in a certain direction, because I'm not at all sure that he's looking that way, so to say. With respect to what I interpret as his, you know, his idea about something to be done or some kind of a intermediate resolve to the issue that the indigenous peoples of North America, Central America, South America, wherever, are having pertinent to the, quote, U.S. government anyway, end quote. This thing about trying to get them to, oh, correct their errors and their ways of thinking by approaching it from the taxation thing and all that, well, it just, none of this has worked. None of these issues have worked. And you know this as well as I do, Tim. I mean, I've been listening to you deal with Ed and Elaine for
right.
ever since the beginning. But I would encourage George to do a little bit of studying, some research, if he hasn't already. I mean, I stand corrected if I'm wrong there, obviously. But, you know, go back and read some of the more concurrent issues, like the Eloise Pepione et al. Versus Gail Norton, you know, the Secretary of Interior debacle that happened. That's where, you know, back in, was it 2004 or 5? She turned around and she did a Stonewall Jackson on him, you know, even though the judge had decided in the trial in favor of, I believe it was the Crow Nation and Eloise. Anyway, Gail Norton just turned around and, you know, stuck her nose up in the air and said, so what, you know, come get it if you can, that sort of thing. And then there's others. I mean, historically, we could go back and we could look at the fight that, you know, has been going on with Leonard Peltier, you know, and like just this past spring, I guess it was September, in Columbus Day back there in Colorado. You know, they did the Transform Columbus Day. They had the little protest there. And, you know, it turned out to be, you know, one of these, it was the police, the, you know, and all the other entities, I won't name them, but you can imagine various and sundry sorts, the kind that Giuliani would be, you know, in alignment with, all showed up. And, you know, the only people that were really ever accosted or hurt in all of that was the indigenous peoples, you know, and they were the ones that were being at peace, so to say. But, you know, the way the police postured themselves and, you know, the way the mayor and all of them, the police chief and whatnot, put it out is they had to be there to protect the people and ensure their safety when, you know, they themselves, as far as I could see and tell, and they've always been that way. They're the perpetrators, and they created that. So my point is I don't think that we're going to have any success dealing with the government from a more pacifistic resolve.
Well, you mean from a philosophical and a moralistic viewpoint?
As well.
Right. But it doesn't hurt for us to raise that issue. We must be on the right, at least philosophically and morally. Now, we're going to have competing philosophies and competing morality, and that's what this whole thing has been all about from the very inception.
Well, you're right. But you
got to back it up with muscle.
My point, Tim, my point to you, and you can't deny, you won't deny this as a matter of fact, you have to have it from the concept of love, because that's the biggest, that's the missing link in all of this. That's inherent, it's an evil inherent element within the society of man as we know it. And that's, you know, that's what's coming against all of us. And at any level and from any ideology. So, you know, there comes a point in time when, and I know Russell Means knows this as well as I do.
Oh, I was just going to say.
You've got to demonstrate tough love.
Yeah. He'll profess exactly what you're saying, Don.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
At any rate, I'll let you guys go. I didn't, when I heard George, I thought maybe I'd better, if he didn't already know to get there, maybe he could go up and check the AIM websites, you know, the various ones around the country, and just start reading some articles and bring himself up to, you know, where we are at with this. Because,
It's time to plug republicoflakota.com. It's
hey,
simple.
You know what? How about if we just give him a broadcast network?
I'm working on it right now behind the scenes.
All right.
All right.
Anyway, I'll let you guys go.
All right.
Enjoy the warm weather.
Thanks. Well, Michael, you got it warm there down there.
Well, actually, it's probably the same as it is. I don't know. It's usually cold. About this time of day, it gets up to about 70, I guess. And
Yeah. We're looking at lower than 20s, teens here.
Well, let's put it this way. I rode my motorcycle home yesterday.
There you go.
Okay. And it wasn't, I mean, it was a little bit brisk, but it wasn't bad. I had just my leather coat on, so that, if that gives you any idea.
There you go. Now, I have a friend who rides cycle all year long, and he said it was even cold with his insulated and heated thermal underwear.
Was he riding it up there where you are?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hello.
Yeah.
You know, I'm surprised that his nose didn't turn to stone. No, at any rate, I mean, you know, in Phoenix, I've lived here now for, I don't know, 9 years. And, you know, it's hard beat as far as the weather's concerned. It's like the Midwest in the wintertime. It gets so cold and it snows and it's below zero. Well, it's like that here in the summertime. But if you don't go out and just stay in the air conditioning, it's no big deal. But, you know, it's a nice place to be. Anyway, we got a break. Be back in three. I'll take it this time. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening with my shotgun-riding friend Tim Wingate. He's on the left side with the reins on the horse, or riding the, excuse me, controlling the horses on the wagon. We'll be back in three.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Well, Michael, looks like we're into our last segment here.
Yes, sir. And before we leave, I want to thank you again, Tim. I really do appreciate you coming on and riding for me just in case, because we all know how technical stuff can get screwed up, and I've been through this before more than once with this particular telephone company, so I'm just glad I had you on standby.
I'm happy to do it. Hey, can I plug the program tomorrow morning?
Absolutely.
Yeah, most of you all know I co-host along with Fred Smart the Ed Brown Under Siege program that airs here on RBN at 9 to 10 a.m. on Central Standard Time. And tomorrow morning we're going to be talking about the concept of resistance. You know, this is one of my themes. I don't like to just talk and philosophize. You know, what are some aspects? And we're going to get into the little essay that was written about leaderless resistance by I believe it was Colonel Louis Amos, talking about a possible communist takeover of the United States way back in 1962, and how that has been built up and changed. We're going to talk about that concept, because if things keep going the way they're going, we may end up having to be cells of one or phantom cells of no more than three to resist a totalitarian government that uses emergency powers that they have appropriated for themselves on the basis of some kind of either natural catastrophe or something that they have put into place, made happen, or allowed to happen. So we'll consider that, especially, you know, if you with this whole thing about the Lakota Nation seceding. Who knows what kind of reaction...
They're not seceding, Tim.
Oh, I'm sorry. Declaring independence or no longer citizenship.
They're reaffirming their independence.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Just to clarify that.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
I sit corrected.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I may even listen if I have internet access. I'll tell you, I'm beginning to get concerned, because they said by 5 o'clock. Well, it's 3, and the red light's still on, so... And I never know. I'm always on pins and needles with this particular company. I've already gone through, which I'm not even going to get into it with, but I've already gone into I've had a lot of problems with them, just getting done what I've got done up to this point. But, again, you know, your show is from, what is it, 9 to 10?
Yeah, Central Time.
Central Time, 9 to 10, right, yeah. Any updates, by the way? Have you heard anything new on the Ed and Elaine situation?
Well, just that Ed's written a letter to Elaine that has been put on MakeTheStand.com, and he's pretty depressed. He honestly feels that because of his physical condition and his medical condition, that the food, of course, that they're serving him is not very good, not nutritious. He's afraid that if he eats the stuff, it's going to bother his ulcer or give him an ulcer, and it was almost like a goodbye letter to Elaine.
Are they allowing her to even receive mail from him?
There has been some exchange of letters.
Good.
I know I haven't had anything from Ed, and I've written, in fact, well, I know why. I got a little packet back saying that my letters were rejected.
Hmm.
Which I didn't have any content in there that they should have objected to, but maybe it's just because of who I am. I don't know.
Wow.
But nonetheless, other letters are getting through. So,
well, that's good news.
MakeTheStand.com, folks. You can go and read it yourself.
All right, Tony. Again, thank you for coming on. I strongly appreciate it. And, folks, you will see me tomorrow, and I'm going to do a couple of chapters out of Russell Means' book. So call your friends, neighbors, and relatives. It's going to be a great show. I will see you tomorrow. Thank you so much to Tim for coming on. And stay tuned for the National Intel Report.
Not a problem, my friend.
Yep. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stabmiller, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
I probably wouldn't if I could, because I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
Since 1980.